The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please, also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
Martin Luther King was right when he said, "Prayers I need not, nor the reminder of God's glory. I need soldiers, those amongst us willing to write, contact, and confront." William Booth was right as well, the founder of Salvation Army, when he said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God." I'll say that again, politics without God, and heaven without hell. No consequence. Folks, you have with you today Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty on this cloudy Saturday in Minnesota, February 5th, 2011. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. The number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Trying to roll forward. I got very little time. The other guy is not with us today. He's incognito. He's playing the spy. And we will give you all of the details next week, so don't miss next week's show with the other guy. At 3:15 today, we're going to have Judith Reisman from the Department of Justice exposing the Pentagon child pornography expose. At 3:45, we have Jeff Anderson, an attorney out of St. Paul, Minnesota, going after pedophile priests. And it's not just in the Catholic Church. It's in the evangelical church, the faith movements, all across the boards, folks. This is apostate. This is a state of apostasy is really what it comes down to. So aside of that, at 4:15, we will have Brian Fisher from the American Family Association with us to knock it out of the park when he exposes Hitler and the brown shirts for being blank. I can't tell you what it's about, folks. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out what Hitler and the brown shirts were really all about. This show, by the way, is dedicated to the preservation of who we are as a people, a righteous people. It is dedicated to our posterity and to every parent that fights for them, and, of course, to those that fight for themselves. It is also the axe laid to the root of the tree of them in the media that want to see if I mean what I say, because I do, and you're about to find that out. Amen. Folks, last week we did another successful My War presentation for a private screening here in the state of Minnesota. It was the Tea Partiers. They picked up on it, so we went forward. And what we did, basically, is just gave it over to them. We gave them their screening. We went to another movie theater in the state of Minnesota here, and they knocked it out of the park. It was really awesome. During the questions and answers, I asked how many people were there that actually listened to us. And a lot of hands went up, and it kind of surprised me, to be quite honest with you, because I didn't really know any of these people, but they're Tea Partiers. So the hands went up, but I forgot to ask them, did you guys like us? And I came to the conclusion, of course you do, because if you didn't, you wouldn't have came. As a matter of fact, my wife just got off the phone with one of the people that were at the Tea Party, and they want to come again, but they want to bring their families. We've been telling the people that since day one, since we've been on this radio show, listen, folks, don't come see my war and then want to bring your family. Bring your family when you come to see my war so you don't have to say, I wanted to bring my family. So, again, back to the questions and answers this last week after my war was played out. I don't know how it was, but Obama's name came up. Folks, people don't like this guy. They don't like him, rightfully so. One guy said he's such a liar that he doesn't even know how to tell the truth, which, by the way, he doesn't. Another guy said Obama's obstacle is the Constitution and the law. True that. I totally agree. I've been telling you that for 9 months. We've been on the radio for 8 years. Ever since this guy's been in office, we've been telling you that. People are finally, slowly but surely, awakening to the reality that he is not a friend to this nation whatsoever. Obama Nation is the great subverter of the United States Constitution. And what's ironic about the whole situation, folks, is he calls himself a constitutional scholar. He should call himself a constitutional subverter, because that's what he is. Obama is the deceiver to the nations, not just the United States. It's interesting how he's all over the world trying to tell everybody else how they're supposed to run their country, while he himself in his own backyard don't even know how to run his own. But there again you have it. It's a typical definition for a hypocrite, and that's exactly what people are seeing with this guy. Because for the most part, his yes is no, and his no is yes. It's like what it says in Isaiah 5:20-23. Woe unto them, by the way, that's a curse. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They say the opposite of what they really mean. The word goes on, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Do I need to make a comment with that? Nay. Verse 23 says, which justify the wicked for reward and take the righteous of the righteous from him. In other words, they're trying to steal away the truth from the people by the lie, is really what they're at length trying to do. For example, thousands are protesting abortion, infanticide. That's the proper word for abortion for those that didn't know, or should I say murder, of the innocent in the mother's womb, which Obama's abortions, by the way, he's the greatest advocate, praising the murder of 55 million babies slaughtered in the United States through Roe versus Wade. As a matter of fact, he wants to make you pay for them, America. He's clearly at odds with the American people, no question about it. He clearly walks contrary to us as a people, no question about it. He advocates the murders of babies in the United States and then telling other countries that they should protect theirs. You get the point. By the way, a side note, Margaret Sanger, the founder of the Planned Parenthood, said the minister's work is also important as she should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister, the man who can straighten out that whole idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Who's their minister, folks? His name is Barack Obama. We'll be right back with Judas Reisman. Got a lot to talk about. Stay tuned. Got Bradley at the Sons of Liberty. Be right back.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We are all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today. Because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking, that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more. But that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you've got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner. Or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
That just kind of jumps out at me, and it kind of startles me a little bit, ladies. Folks, it's 3:15 already. I was talking about My War right before the break. We're going to jump on with Judith Reisman from the Department of Justice, exposing the Pentagon child pornography expose. Why is the Justice Department rolling over on this one, folks? By the way, Judith is also the author of Sexual Sabotage. Her book is available on WorldNet Daily. Again, the name is Sexual Sabotage, the author Judith Reisman. So thank you for taking your time out for us today, Judith, because I think America needs to hear, again, what the Justice Department in D.C. is trying to cover up. So if you can give us a little information as to what's going on, I think this is the third time that this has been brought up now, nationally. Do we have Judith there?
Yeah. Okay. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hello? Judith. Thank you, Judith. You're here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm sorry. I'm I'm here.
I'm here, too. I'm just going with the flow. Anyway.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Did you hear my intro? Did you like that? Because I was.
Yes, I did. That was great. That was great. And you mentioned my book, which was really important. Because my book, of course, goes into this sort of thing, although at the time we did not have the report of over 5,000 Pentagon employees, allegedly who actually even paid for. There have been different reports now as to, now, you know, everybody's backsliding a little bit one way or the other, but the only reason we even know about it is that the Globe, a newspaper, went after the information last year, but otherwise, we wouldn't even get this little bit. You know, the Department of Defense is covering up and running like crazy. And Senator Grassley from Iowa has been carrying the torch on this, trying to get Department of Defense to tell the truth. And he said he's got really serious doubts about getting the facts from the Department of Defense. We're talking about 5,200 people who have been identified as high probability in terms of downloading and using child pornography. One report said paid for. Now they're, as I said, backsliding. And as far as we can see, only 70 of these guys or women, men or women, have actually been what they call pursued. Now, I don't know what pursued really means. We know a few people apparently were actually arrested, but very few. And so we're talking about very serious crime here, not only not only crime of unparalleled comparison in terms of child pornography, but beyond that, of course, this is the Department of Homeland Security in charge of all this sort of thing, and these people are the Pentagon that is putting this country at incredible risk. Tell me that somebody isn't being blackmailed, you know, and how high does this go?
Well, and I think that's what the fear is again, Judith and the folks listening today, this is the third time that this has splashed across the front pages of papers across the country. Brian Bender from the Boston Globe was actually the one that broke the story, and then it came out again and again, and here we are again, and we have Mr. Truman out there. His name is, I don't have his first name, I'm sorry, but he's actually going after, along with Grassley, the Department of Justice, asking the question, why are you not going after these people? And what they said, Judith, they said that the Pentagon officials now claim they lack the manpower to continue the probe.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you used to work for
that.
The...
Okay. I saw that. Yeah.
Well, you're
That's
an insider.
Pat
how is
Truman.
Okay. How does that work?
That was Pat Truman, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and who's with Morality and Media right now,
yep, that's
and is running Morality and Media. But, yeah, they're claiming they don't have the manpower. Oh, give me a break. You know, we have police all over this country now nabbing people who are downloading. Child pornography has become an epidemic, a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the sexual assault of children in massive numbers. We're talking about sex trafficking of children as well as adults. So what are they going to cover? Well, they have to cover it up. They have to. Because way back in 1985, I was part of a major task force from the United States Department of Justice, the FBI, and law enforcement. And back then, in 1985, we were supposed to launch a major investigation and become a major task force to look at sex education and sexology and pornography. Now, pornography in those years was Playboy and Penthouse and Hustler. And we were... Our task was to go after these materials and to find out where this was in every single case, every single criminal case, and to do the research. Why? Because we said the way this material is being taught, we're going to be creating an epidemic of child sexual abuse. And so we were supposed to be out there back in 85 doing the work to stop what is happening everywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were stopped from on high, and this was even under Ronald Reagan, and I'm talking about a linkage between a partnership between the Department of Justice, OJJDP, Office of Juvenile Justice, and the FBI and law enforcement. So here we are now with 5,200 Pentagon guys who are in charge of our lives and our nation's safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are part of this explosion of child sexual abuse, because that's what child pornography is. So how high does it go is the big question. It's got to go very high. It went high when I was there. It's going higher today.
When you say on high, they were the ones that put the stop to the investigations. What do you mean when you say on high?
Well, let's just say that you
can't. That too high?
Yeah, you can't have lower level people doing this sort of thing, and the upper management doesn't know it. Baloney. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That is ludicrous. Of course they know it. It comes through, and even in private corporate world, you know, people know very quickly when somebody's doing downloading that sort of thing.
Right.
And they're fired instantly. They're prosecuted if it's children. Because we have major connections, we've got major lobbyists, we have a sex industrial complex that I talk about in my book, which is a linkage now of big pharmacology with big sexology and big pornography. They've worked together for years. Those guys have lobbyists on the Hill. They've had lobbyists on the Hill for the past 20, 30 years. And they, you know, they wine and dine the right people and so forth. So my question is, how high does it go? When I was there, it went higher than the head of the behavioral science unit at the FBI. it went higher than the head of the United States Department of Justice Office of Juvenile Justice got, you know, who was in charge there. So we're talking about big protection, and we're talking now about big corruption, massive corruption. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Again, as we talked prior to this, Judith, I'm just literally sitting back just saying to myself, what is possibly going on through these people to take on something like child pornography? I mean, my thoughts don't even go there. I mean, it's an offensive thought. And has there been prosecutions? And if there has been, what have they been prosecuted for?
Well, in terms of this group, as far as I could see, they only had, I think there were just a handful of prosecutions, and I think that there was some kind of, you know, a couple of guys, Navy guys, as I recall, were fired or something like that. But, you know, you've got not only the guys who are downloading it, but we also have the need to investigate who's sending it, all right? So you've got massive crime against children on both ends of this spectrum, and we have a complete cover-up by our Department of Justice, United States Department of Justice, Department of Defense, complete cover-up. What that really means in terms of where we're going in this country, gosh, you know, what can I say when you have thousands of people downloading child pornography? But I can tell you again that there are people prosecuting all over the country, but they're regular law enforcement guys. Right now, you know, we've got a big case in Florida. There's a guy named Greaves who was selling a book and that he had written but as we've destroyed our pornography laws, you see, I mean,
that's
most
right.
of what is now considered to be legal was absolutely contraband, you know, in the 60s and in the 50s and 60s, contraband.
Yeah.
Playboy broke the mold. Playboy, I won a case against Playboy in the Netherlands in which I pointed out that our research for the Department of Justice found that Playboy was promoting child pornography, using child pornography, both in cartoons and in real photographs. And that they've been doing that in a very deliberate and conspiratorial, if you will.
I don't know what's going on there, folks, but we lost Judith. Folks, again, we have Judith Reisman from the Department of Justice exposing the child pornography that's going on in the Pentagon right now, and she's talking about the cover-up itself. If you'd like to know who she is, please check out her book. It's called Sexual Sabotage. Her books are online, worldnetdaily.com. Again, we thank you, Judith Reisman from the Department of Justice, for doing what you do. We stand behind you 100%. Wanted to let people know what was going on. Got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. We'll be right back.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, and the other guy is gone for a minute. He'll be back next week. He is incognito. He is a spy, and he will bring out the information that he is spying out right now for you. Only on the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I just talked to Carrie a couple minutes ago, and she said, Bradley, you're really mellow. Well, I feel really like I'm really under the weather right now. In every sense of the word, my whole family was sick last week. I think how many kids in the ministry were sick last week? I think every one of them. And I think it's trying to jump on me, but it's not going to go there. Yeah. So anyways, prior to Judith Reisman, the former DOJ, Department of Justice employee, we were talking about child pornography in the Pentagon. And right before that, we were talking about Obama and how Obama's the greatest advocate of abortion in this country. And by the way, guys, in 15 minutes, we're going to have an attorney from Minnesota here with us as well. Minnesota, Mr. Jeff Anderson, who's going after the pedo priests. Jeff recently filed a federal lawsuit against the Pope himself, and he has won $60 million on the behalf of his clientele. And he's going to tell you what's going on now and the response of the Pope. And again, folks, I want to reiterate, it's not about the Catholic. It's not about the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, whatever the case is. It doesn't belong in the church. I'm about having a care for the children. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to have Jeff with us to jump on with us. So let me continue on with this abortion piece with Mr. Obama Nation, because I was talking about some feedback from My War, how people just started shouting out they don't like him. And, folks, I mean, they really didn't like him. It wasn't just like we don't like the guy. It was the guy's a liar. I mean, some of the stuff people were shooting out was almost like, ooh, the American people are taking on a different attitude. Good for them, but let's keep it lawful. So, anyways, I was talking about how Obama Nation was abortion's greatest advocate in this country, praising the murder of 55 million babies slaughtered through Roe versus Wade. And I told you as well that he wants you to pay for the abortions, not on voluntary basis, but mandatorily make you pay for the abortion. And I said that he's clearly at odds with the American people, which he is. He clearly walks contrary to us as a people. Again, he advocates the murders of babies in the U.S., and then he goes to other countries, folks, and then he tells them, their leaders, that they should protect theirs. That is the clear definition of a hypocrite. And then I gave you the quote from the founder of Planned Parenthood. Again, notice the name. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, when she said, "The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained." This is what Margaret Sanger said. "Perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goals that we hope to reach. We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the black population. Might I interject the Hispanic population as well? And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." America, who is Planned Parenthood's ideal minister? His name is Barack Obama. Folks, especially the blacks and the Hispanics in the United States, for those that think he's working for you, you might want to take a second look at that, because he's trying to he's given praise over to Planned Parenthood for eradicating innocent lives in the womb, and it's aimed at blacks and Hispanics. Enough said. They said it. "He's an enemy to his own race and to his own country in so many ways. I need not name them all. He's like them that I told you of last week who go to the bathroom. They literally go to the bathroom on themselves, and then they wonder why everybody's looking at them with their noses plugged. It's like, geez, dude, that guy over there, he really smells." Yes, he does. And he's got a smile on his face thinking he's pleasing everybody and their dog. And it just doesn't work that way. Again, it seems clear, folks, that the American people just don't like this guy at all. He's been exposed over and over again, and he's not figured out yet that it only takes one lie to be counted and to be known as a liar. Apparently, Obamanation thinks that he can lie and deceive 10 or 15 times before the bell goes off that exposes him. People aren't stupid, bro. Don't forget that. People know when you're lying, and people know when you're telling the truth, because we know them by their fruits. Like when the little kids used to sit in class and say, "Liar, liar, pants," in this situation with Obama, literally on fire. I mean, the guy reeks. He's on fire and everybody sees it. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. This guy lays for the poor and then takes advantage of them. He takes advantage of their shortcomings, their weakness, which, by the way, reminds me of the one-eyed doe. For those that have never heard the fable of the one-eyed doe, here we go. There's an old fable that a doe that had but one eye used to graze near the sea. And in order to be safe, she kept her blind eye toward the water, from which side she expected no danger. While with the good eye, she watched the country. Some men, noticing this, took a boat and came upon her from the sea and shot her. With her dying breath, the doe exclaimed, "Oh, hard fate that I should receive my death blow from that side whence I expected no harm and be safe in the part where I looked for most of the danger." And that's exactly right. He looks for the weak, he looks for the maimed, he looks for the one-eyed does that don't have enough strength to keep both of their eyes opened, and he goes to the blind side and he shoots at them, doesn't he? Folks, it's time for you to keep both of your eyes open, because this is how this administration is working. He says one thing, he does the opposite. He lays for the poor, he's not there to help them. As it says in Ephesians 4:14-15, that we henceforth be no more children. In other words, the Lord is saying, grow up, America, tossed to and fro by their lies and carried about with every wind of doctrine, whatever they tell you, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They lie in wait to deceive you, folks. It's also interesting, this week I was reading our Declaration of Independence and seeing the abuses of the tyrant King George. Folks, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Obama makes King George looked like a schoolboy with diapers on. Obama has clearly exceeded the tyrant King George in so many ways. In so many ways. I don't have time to, again, name them all. But let me go back to what the Lord said in Luke 6:43-45. "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." In other words, folks, if I plant a kernel of wheat into the ground, what's it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. I can't take a kernel of orange or a corn of orange and throw it into the ground, or a seed of orange, throw it into the ground and expect an apple tree to come forth. Now, can I? But see, this is what the leaders expect you to believe. They sow lies and they expect you to believe the truth. As I said last week, it's interesting in America, people believe more of what the newspapers say and then they question the Bible. We have it completely contrary. And if people would take heed to the Word of God, these guys wouldn't have a chance in heaven nor in hell, nor in the United States now, would they? I go on. For every tree is known by his own fruit, for of thorns men do gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they fruit. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. So in other words, you know them by what they do. You know them by the fruit that they produce. It seems like the more people tell him no, the more he pushes against them, and we're beginning to see this as well. We've been seeing this since this man has been in office. Him and his supposed czars, his made-up czars, his so-called administration go against the grain. You, the American people. The American people want righteousness, and he pushes wickedness. He's clearly driven to destroy our foundations without question. How many more lawful and law-abiding people, or even, let me put it this way, legal people in high positions in government need to tell you this, America? He's clearly driven to destroy our foundations, which he will not do in Jesus' name. I've shared with you before, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Oh, how true that really is. Just ask Voltaire, who during his life wanted to extinguish Christianity at all cost. And after he died, his house was used to print out Bibles for the world to read. Folks, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap, individually and corporately. Just ask Benedict Arnold, who wanted to sell our cause, the American cause, off to our enemies. God sold him to the righteous once he was found out, and he was dealt with appropriately. Again, God is not mocked. What about King George? 55 men of a righteous, godly nature rose up and said, "No further, King George. You're not going to defy us anymore." They won the day because they leaned upon their God. They said no to a defiant despot. A wannabe ruler is what they did. Or what about Hitler? Where is that guy, folks? Like David, he said, "I sought the wicked, but I could not find them. They were cut down like the Green Bay tree." America was the tool used to silence that dictator wannabe. See, and what we see in this administration is them attempting to do the same thing with mixture. Or what about Stalin? Time caught up with this monster. Just ask their citizens. I wonder, folks, what he responded with when death came to him. Because just seconds after he took his last breath, everything that he denied and taught his people was there waiting to clarify the absolute evidence of the truth, to bring to reality everything that he tried to deny. Their God stands on Judgment Day the minute he took his last breath. America, you can say that you don't believe in trucks. It doesn't matter. It really matters not. Try standing in front of one and see what happens. It's going to run over you if you're not in it. So get in the truck. That reminds me of the people when they cry out, "I have a free will, I can do whatever I want," just like these tyrants. Well, are you crying that back to the tyrant that's trying to rule over you today? Does he have a free will, America? Or are you holding up the law to hold him to accountability to you and we, the people? Martin Luther rightly said of free will, he said, "I wish that expression free will had never been invented. It's not recorded in Scripture. It isn't. Choices. Either should more justly be called self-will, which is worthless." You see, folks, these men war against heaven. That's all they do is war against heaven. Then they wonder why they end up on their backs. Then they wonder why they end up in hell. Like Scripture tells us a similar story of a rich man. And I'll tell you this after I get done talking to Jeff. Stay tuned, folks. It's a choppy show, but it's a good one. Stick it out with us. The Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley, Jake, the other guy's gone. We'll be right back after this break with Jeff Anderson.
You It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean with you today. Folks, I'm breaking up what took place in my war, and then I'm bringing Judith Reisman on from the Department of Justice, and then I'm going back to the Obama Nation, and then I'm coming back with Attorney Jeff Anderson out of St. Paul, Minnesota here. And it's choppy, but it's good, so stay with me. I loaded up the show today because I thought it was so important for people to understand that your children are under attack without question. And what I did is I noticed this on the front page, or I'm sorry, it was in the local paper. And I, just so we can say, Bradley, you always just reiterate, Bradley, you always say, you know, the media doesn't tell the truth. I know, I get it. I think sometimes they blurt out the truth in their confusion, though, so if you can hang with me on that, we'll keep going. Just think, I'm in the studio all by myself laughing. And I'm just thinking, okay, Jeff or Jake, the other guy, are you going to stand up and say something? But I'm looking over there, and he's gone, folks. I don't know what to do. The other guy's not there. I don't have a crutch to lean on right now. What do I do? Encourage yourself in the Lord, Bradley, and stand up and play the man. Okay, I'm ready. Give me my sword. Charge. Let's keep rolling forward here, shall we? Some people are out there thinking, man, he's just not like a hard guy all the time. He's got like a sense of humor. Sometimes that comes out. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, I mean, I'll actually be on like a live radio show across the country, and I'll just sit there and say a whole lot of nothing and just laugh at myself like I just did. Some of you guys are out there thinking, geez, this guy's real foolish. Oh, I agree. But just remember this for those that think I'm foolish. I'm the one that's on the radio. What do you think of that? Huh? Yeah, put you right back in your spot there, huh, fella? Anyways, we got St. Paul attorney Jeff Anderson with us, who represents hundreds of clergy. What a reproach. Child sex abuse victims across the United States, that says the Vatican has refused to be served with a lawsuit of an Illinois man who claims he was sexually abused by a now-deceased priest at a Wisconsin school for the deaf. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Nice to be with you.
I appreciate you. You actually stuck out like a sore thumb to me, because when I seen this, I believe I heard you on the radio probably 3 to 6 months ago, and I couldn't remember your name. And then your name came up in thought again, and then you just happened to be in the paper again. And I said, those are the kind of guys we need out in the front. So I appreciate you. I thank you for standing up on the behalf of our posterity. I mean, that should be a given. But I definitely appreciate what you're doing out there. And can you kind of give us a layout as to what's going on with you right now with the Vatican?
Well, I have been really working with survivors of sexual abuse by clergy and all kinds of folks who have been standing up for years. And for years, when it came to the Catholic clergy and abuse by them, we had come to realize that there was a problem at the top that seemed to persist in many, if not most, of the cases. So in the early 2000s, came to realize that we really needed to address the problem at the top, and that was named the Vatican. So we did for the first time in 2002. And then again, last year, when we encountered a serious problem that had been concealed in Wisconsin involving the deaf school there and the abuse by many that had been brought to the attention of the Vatican, we sued them again and recently attempted to make what we call service of process, start the lawsuit upon them. And the response was interesting and noteworthy, because the top official at the Secretary of State refused to take the papers, saying that they were undesirable and unwanted, which kind of reflected, I guess, an attitude that has permeated at least the top officials at the Vatican, which means we're above the law.
Yeah, and that's exactly, as a matter of fact, right before I had you on, Jeff, I was talking to Judith Reisman, who worked with the Department of Justice in 85, who said the higher-ups would stop the investigations in them situations, talking about what's going on in the Pentagon right now with all the child pornography going on in your country, folks. And so when you said the higher-ups, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that you're telling me it's undesirable. I mean, any lawsuit would be undesirable. Hello. But, you know, their purpose there is to enforce the laws of the land. And so that doesn't surprise me at all coming from this administration. But I noticed in this article as well, if I can interject, that you were rebuffed, even to the Pope himself. It was sent back to you. And can you explain a little bit as to what that means?
Well, what it really means is that the Vatican and the top Vatican officials, notwithstanding the words of the Pope, who recently said we are going to do everything we can to help heal these victim survivors, it really represents and underscores the attitude that they say one thing and do another. Here's a chance to answer a call for help and change made by this survivor on behalf of many, and instead they just turn it away and kind of a blind eye and a deaf ear to really what they need to be doing, which is listening, hearing, changing, and answering, both in and out of the courtroom, in the court of public opinion, as well as in the courtroom. Then here's a chance to do it, and here's another instance in which they've chosen to deny or to blame or to basically operate, unfortunately, above the law and according to their own laws.
Gotcha. I think it's interesting, too, because it seems like when we talk about these situations, people seem to forget about the victims. And again, I high-five you, Jeff, for standing on the behalf of the victims. Are you at liberty to tell us some of the stories of the kids that have been abused? Can you tell the public and America from coast to coast as to what it is that you're bringing these lawsuits for?
Well, you know, for 27 years, I've been working with survivors of sexual abuse by authority figures, Catholic clergy among those who are offenders, and in many of those instances, and in many instances, the institutions have turned a blind eye. And the stories of the survivors when an authority figure abuses a child are horrific, and they are varied. But in the instance of this man who attempted to sue just recently and serve the Vatican, his father had died, his mother was not available, and he was sent to an orphanage, and he was deaf and considered dumb at the age of 10. The only contact he had with an adult was the priest who was his local parent, who could sign and brought him into the confessional, where he began to confess that he had an interest, a sexual interest, and the priest then turned that into causing him to commit sexual acts for 7 years, right beneath the sign and the cross of the Jesus, and sometimes in the confessional. And for 7 years, he became the priest's toy. And he was one of over 200 kids at that school that priest abused, all of whom were deaf, all of whom were dispossessed, all of whom were vulnerable. And for decades, the top officials came to know that this priest had been committing these crimes. And this kid, now an adult later on, even wrote the Vatican saying, please remove this priest. Vatican never responded. He wrote this Vatican again, John Paul II, and the Secretary of State there, asking, please remove this priest, Father Lawrence Murphy. Do something. No response. So we last year made the decision on his behalf and all the other survivors who have been long ignored, decided to sue them. They're now trying to turn it back. We will make an effort to hold them accountable in court. It's a long journey, but one that must be followed.
Amen. I think it's commendable, sir. And again, my heart right now is for our posterity and dealing with the issues our kids are being subjected to, and not by their will. I mean, they are in so many ways being, you know, preyed upon, and I'm tired of it. Jeff, I'm going to give you the last word because we got less than 1 minute left. I'm curious to know, when charges are brought against these priests, how are they dealt with?
Well, unfortunately, more often than not, when kids and or folks accuse priests of sexual misconduct, culturally we are reluctant to believe it happened. And so rarely does it get reported, and even more rarely does it get prosecuted. And unfortunately, many, if not most, of those who have offended have not been prosecuted, and now can't be because of passages of time. That is changing, but more often than not, the priests are given a free pass either by their superiors or by the police and others around them.
Interesting.
And the kids are yet to be as safe as they need to be in our churches, in our synagogues, and in our communities.
I appreciate
it. And it's because we haven't believed them.
I appreciate you, Jeff Anderson. Again, an attorney out of St. Paul, Minnesota, standing up, laying a federal lawsuit against those that need to be laid.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.